We thank the Lord for the privilege of sharing another Way of Truth broadcast with you. This broadcast service originates in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Avner Craig inviting you to stay with us as we bring you the gospel on today's Way of Truth broadcast. Jesus said, "If you are ashamed of me in this sinful and adulterous generation, I will be ashamed of you before the Father and the holy angels." So it is true, if we are ashamed of him, he will be ashamed of us. But what is there about the Lord Jesus that anyone should be ashamed? He is the Rose of Sharon, the Lily of the Valley, the bright and the morning star. In fact, he is the creator of all things, and he gave his life to redeem us from a miserable, wretched life of sin. So there's nothing about the Lord Jesus for anyone to be ashamed of. I am thankful today for the privilege I have of being a child of God, a disciple of the Lord Jesus. Father, I pray that you'll bless our broadcast service as it goes forth to this precious people today. May your word, may your spirit make our broadcast service a blessing to each and to every one. We also pray that you'll bless and help those who have need, whether it be physical or spiritual, for we know that you're a loving Heavenly Father, and you care for your creation, and you're interested in everyone. So we pray, minister to our congregation, whatever their needs may be, and bless this broadcast to their hearts and to their spiritual good. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Bestow.
Our subject for today's broadcast, Challenges for Young People. And our text of scripture is taken out of Paul's first letter to Timothy, 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 12. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believer in word, in conversation, or in other words, manner of living, in love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Surely this is a high standard, and it is particularly addressed to young people. Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example. Challenges for young people. And I don't want the young people in our congregation today to think that we are criticizing them or finding fault, but we want to say some things that we trust will be a benefit and a blessing to them. And of course, our entire congregation is invited to listen, for we trust that there might be something there for you as well as for the young people. Now, challenge, according to the dictionary, is anything as a demanding task that calls for special effort or dedication. Anything as a demanding task that calls for special effort or dedication. Usually, young people lack a challenge, but sometimes the challenges which are put before young people are evil, not good, and not desirable. So not all challenges should be met. I would like to challenge you with things that are good and worthwhile. And number one, the challenge of respecting authority. There seems to be a tendency among young people, and of course, it is not limited to young people, but there seems to be a tendency among young people to disregard and disrespect authority. We who are older passed through those years, and we know what it's all about, or at least in part what it's about. And so the challenge of respecting rule and authority is something that young people will face as they journey through life. They desire to be free with no restraint or restrictions, with no one telling them what to do or what not to do. Young people must learn that all their lives, And I emphasize that all their lives, they will have someone to whom they must give account. Parents, school officials, employers, policemen, highway patrolmen, maybe even judges if you do not conduct yourself properly, and above all, God. We read in the Scriptures, "Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God." The powers that be are ordained of God. Romans chapter 13 and verse 1. And in this 13th chapter of Romans, the Apostle Paul is dealing with civil authority. Yes, I say he is dealing with civil authority. And he said, there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. So God ordained governments. The Bible tells us he sets up whom he will and puts down whom he will. The powers that be are ordained of God. So young people must learn that all through their lives, they're going to have someone to tell them what to do and what not to do. And no one, not just young people, but no one is going to go through life doing as they please in every respect. That's just not possible. Young people should seek to obey God in all things. The wise man Solomon said in Ecclesiastes 12 and 1 that, "Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth." Why? Because the evil days are coming when you will say, "I have no pleasure in them." So young people, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. The writer of Hebrews, or Ecclesiastes, goes on to say in this 12th chapter that, "Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." So young people need to learn to fear God above all, and to respect and to honor God and to obey God. Now there is the spiritual realm of rule and authority as well as the civil. And we read in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 17, where the writer of Hebrews says, "Obey those that have the rule over you." Why? "For they watch for your soul." Yes, the spiritual leaders that God has put in His church are there not as dictators, not as lords over God's heritage, but they are there as rulers, those who are in authority. And the writer of Hebrews says, "Obey those that have the rule over you, for they watch for your soul." Now, young people need to learn to obey their parents, for Paul says in Ephesians 6 and 1, "For this is right." So whatever is right is ordained of God. They need to learn to obey their parents, for this is right. I heard the story told of a teacher who asked her class of 14, 15-year-old students if they thought that 20 years from now they would know more than they know now. And every student in the class raised their hand. "Why, sure, I expect to know more 20 years from now than I know now." And the teacher said, "Well, that's where your parents are now." The point, of course, is parents have had experience and they know more than their children and young people do, as a rule, of course. And so young people need to learn to obey their parents, for Paul says this is right. What kind of a world would we live in or be living in if everyone did as they please? Now, young Christians will not only seek to obey authority, but they will not side with those who disobey authority. Let me repeat that. Young Christians will not only seek to obey proper rule, proper authority, but they will not side with those who disobey authority. The Word of God says in Exodus chapter 23 and verse 2, "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment." And of course, that's not only good for young people, that is good for everyone. "Thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to wrest judgment." And again, I ask the question, what kind of world would we have if everyone did as they please? And of course, that's utterly impossible. We can't do as we please, but what kind of a world would we have? What kind of anarchy and what kind of society, or would we even have a society if everyone tried to do as they please? Now, the second challenge that we're throwing out to young people today is the challenge of becoming responsible. Young men, you need to learn to work and to work hard. This will make you valuable to your employer, and it will help you provide for your family in later years. Yes, God said that the man should provide for his own. And he said, if he doesn't, he is denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. And so, young men, you need to learn to work and to work hard. And I would say to the young ladies, watch that young man you might be considering on marrying, and see whether he jumps from job to job, and whether he holds a job, or whether he's able to hold a job very long. You need to consider those things when you consider getting married. And, young ladies, you need to learn to work hard also. This will help you later to be a responsible wife and a mother. Being a housewife, being a homemaker, and being a mother is indeed a job, and it is an important job. I believe that a wife and mother filling her place as God ordained is one of the most important places in our society today. If you, a young lady, get married and are a successful, happy wife, and a mother rearing your children for God, you have accomplished more than becoming the president of some company or CEO or even the president of the United States. And why do I say that? Because the souls of your own self and your children are much more valuable than anything else in this world, and in fact, more valuable than the world itself. So, young men, work hard. Be a dependable worker. Learn to stick to it. Now, I'm not saying you can't change jobs if you can better yourself, but just jumping from job to job is not very reliable. And, young lady, be dependable. Be one that your companion can depend upon, your children can depend upon. These things are very important, and they are indeed challenges to being responsible. The writer of Proverbs had some very The writer of Proverbs had some hard words to say about the lazy. Notice these scriptures. "He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame." Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 5. "The way of the slothful man is an hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." Proverbs 15 and 19. "He also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster." Proverbs 18 and 9. "The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing." Proverbs 20 and 4. The Word of God says, "Seest thou a man diligent in business? He shall stand before kings. Whatsoever thy hand find to do, do it with thy might. Now there is another labor that I would like to mention, and that is working in the Lord's work. This is the most important labor of all, because the Lord's work is the most important thing on the face of this earth. And someone has said, usually those who are diligent workers at their jobs, in their homes and so forth, are also the hard workers in the Lord's kingdom. So be diligent about your material responsibilities and be diligent about the things of God. Be a faithful laborer in your congregation where the truth of the gospel is preached. Now the third challenge, the challenge of gaining experience. There are some things we cannot learn except through experience. You will have diverse experiences in life. We would encourage you to walk with God in them and obey Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where we are told, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Now, God will direct your path, and he'll direct it rightly. However, we do not need to learn everything from personal experience. We can learn by the experience of others. And there are some things we should never experience. And I want to emphasize that point also, for there are some things we should never experience. Never experiment with drugs. Never experiment with alcohol. Never experiment with immorality. I say there are some things we should never experience. There are some things we don't need to know. There are many things you're better off not knowing. There are many things you're better off not experiencing. The writer of Ecclesiastes tried to find happiness by experiencing many things of life, and concluded in the end they were all vain, they were all vanity. Some young people want to go their own way before turning to God, but they miss the very point that the writer of Ecclesiastes was making. The world cannot give that which it does not have. True peace and true happiness is found only in serving the true and the living God. Remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth, before the evil days come not. For if you sow wild oats, you're going to reap wild oats. Some young people, you should listen to the godly counsel of others who have gleaned from years of experience. You can save yourself a lot of heartache if you will. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. Proverbs 1 and 5. Now the fourth challenge is the rejecting of worldliness. And I know some people don't want you preaching on worldliness, but the Apostle John spoke about it. He said, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world, for if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. And the Apostle Paul spoke about it in Romans 12 and 2, when he said, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Jesus also spoke about it, and I'll mention what he said in just a moment. So young people should be happy and enjoy life, good, clean fun, and their youth is to be enjoyed. But let God direct you in the way that you should enjoy the things of this life. He has given us a guideline in His Bible. Nothing wrong with enjoying life. God intends for you to. But there are guidelines in the Word of God, and don't override or transgress those guidelines. It is a real challenge to live in the world, but not be of the world. And notice these words of the Lord Jesus in that beautiful prayer that he prayed in John 17. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. So John says, records in John 17, 15 and 16, worldliness will wreck any spiritual life, young or old, if you let it. Pure religion and undefiled before God is this: keep yourself unspotted from the world. James chapter 1 and verse 27. The young man Daniel was presumably about 16 or 17 years of age when he was carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon in captivity. And he was chosen to go to college there and learn of the ways of the Chaldeans that he might hold a position in government. But we read in Daniel 1 and 8 that Daniel purposed in his heart that he would not defile himself with the portion of the king's meat, nor with the wine which he drank. So I would challenge young people today, do not be caught up in the spirit of this world, but purpose in your heart to do the bidding and the will of God. Now the fifth challenge, the challenge of growing spiritually. Young people, in all your endeavors in life, do not make the mistake of neglecting your spiritual growth. The kingdom of God must come first before all other activities. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And in conclusion, the real challenge in life is to so live that you will make heaven your eternal home. Yes, that is the real challenge. The most important challenge of all is to live in such a way that you'll be able to hear the Lord say, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Father, we pray that you'll bless these thoughts to our precious congregation today. Make them a blessing to each soul. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing. Our mailing address is the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. It would be an encouragement to us if you'd take time to write and let us know that you appreciate our broadcast. Again, our postal address, the Way of Truth broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address is truth@fred.net, truth@fred.net. And our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. And we invite you to visit our webpage, where you can hear a number of our Way of Truth broadcasts and also read our monthly Way of Truth magazine. And our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for listening to our broadcast today. I'd like to invite you to tune in next week when, again, the Lord willing, we come your way with another Way of Truth broadcast.
I heard an old story, how a Savior came from glory, how He gave His life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about His groaning, of His precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and He bought me with about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about